This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has forced hundreds of people to flee their homes, with new evacuations ordered in Eagle County Thursday evening. Shanti Gruber had to leave her neighborhood outside of Glenwood Springs on Tuesday. She's now staying with friends and urges other people not to be afraid to ask friends and neighbors for help.
This community is here for each other, and we just need to make sure that everyone's taken care of, and just keep loving each other out there. Stay safe.
There is no timetable yet for when I-70 might reopen through Glenwood Canyon. It's been shut down since the Grizzly Creek fire started nearby earlier this week. Public Information Officer Mary Cernicek says there are many reasons the road is closed.
It's the smoke. It's the rolling debris that's coming down the hillsides. It's the fact that there's heavy equipment and, you know, big fire engines that are staged on the interstate that are moving about. They need that space to operate.
State health officials have revised their quarantine guidance for schools. Under new guidelines, fewer children would be sent home and they would return to school more quickly. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the revisions in some cases are significant.
In the initial guidelines, they wanted everyone who had been in a cohort with someone who tested positive to go home for 14 days. And they wanted that even if they had a negative COVID test, because, of course, sometimes these tests are not entirely reliable. Now they allow a negative test to bring someone back to the classroom.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.